Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. So glad you're here tonight, and I know you will be too. My guest tonight is another one of my favorite musicians. Well, this guy's got a lot of depth and soul, as well as an immense amount of talent. His name is Matt Townsend. His band is called The World of Wonder. But right now, Matt's not in the studio yet, and I know the reason why. He's auditioning for a new drummer, so he must be looking for one at this moment. So I'm going to go ahead and play a song called Taking a Moment, because I think he's doing just that, and he'll be finding a drummer, and he'll be in just a few minutes. Okay? Thanks. Bye-bye. I mean, not bye-bye. Listen to Taking a Moment by Matt Townsend.
Staring down infinity out above the sea. What do I believe? Oh, what do I believe? Been searching everywhere for that of which I see. But what is it I see? Oh, what is it I see? And these thoughts are flowing all in and throughout me. What am I to be? Oh, what am I to be? Question is the answer to that of which you seek. Oh, but who knows what it means? Oh, who knows what it means? Oh, and I'm taking a moment now. Am I taking this a moment now to see? And am I taking a moment now? Am I taking this a moment now to breathe? Taking this a moment now to be, to be. Well, open up my heart now and let it just flow on of cold uncertainty, a step across the sea, to find out what could be, oh, to find out what could be, with the light above igniting on my heart and all I see, oh, everything that be, oh, everything that be, as the eternal dances are flowing in and out, you see, oh, inside you and me, and outside you and me. This love exists within and out and all around this sea, this ever-changing sea, this ever-changing sea. Oh, and I'm taking a moment now, am I taking this a moment now to see, to see. And am I taking a moment now, am I taking this a moment now to breathe. Am I taking this a moment now to be, to be? Well, open up my heart now and let it just flow on through me.
Am I
now we're in this till the end. For the gift of all that be, oh, the gift of all that be. May you open up your heart to love, to set yourself free.
General Quarters, Security Condition 3.
GQ, Security 3, sir. General Quarters 3, intruder alert. GQ 3, intruder alert.
That's no intruder, Mr. Sulu. That's my guest, Matt Townsend. Hi, Matt.
Hello.
Hey, glad to have you here. I explained to the listeners that you were auditioning drummers.
Yes, yes, that's right.
So it'd take you a little while to get in here. How's that going?
Yeah, so far so good. Got some good prospects, I think. Find the right person soon enough.
Yeah, so your drummer's going to Los Angeles.
That's right, that's right. Los Angeles. He's taking him away.
For real. Well, you know that's the way it happens sometimes. I know. And my drummer left me to go work with India RE. But then again, I stole him from TLC. So, you know.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
He's not quite going. Our drummer's not quite going to work for India RE. He's more just his wife got a job, but
Oh, okay. Well, hey,
so
you can't turn that down, especially if you're a musician. And if you were a jazz musician, even more so. Or as they used to say back in Atlanta in the 80s and 90s, they would say there was some drive on to something about shutting down some of the strip joints. And they said, wait, who's going to support all these their musician husbands? If there's no, These guys will have to get regular jobs. But anyway, I am so happy to have you here in Madame Perry's Salon. So just come on in, sit down, relax, be comfortable. How do you like what I've done with the place?
Oh, it's beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you. Do you like my little beaded doorways, little beaded curtains in the doorways? I thought that kind of gave it a nice I Dream of Jeannie touch.
Yeah. Very nice.
Good. All right. And so anyway, just relax. I have been playing songs from the CD, the last CD, a lot on the show, A Little Night Music with Madame Perry. And the thing is, for anyone listening, if you want to buy it, you know, nowadays you can buy just the songs you want, which is cool. But believe me, if you want to listen to them first just to hear the songs, get the whole thing. There's not a clunker in the bunch.
That's what we go for.
Well, it's fantastic. And in fact, I don't know if he's heard a lot of these songs, but told you, another friend of mine is already in the studio, my friend
mm-hmm.
Keith.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Keith.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, good. Glad you're here. Sorry you had to wait so long, but...
I was enjoying the music.
Oh, good. Keith, Matt, Keith is in Baltimore right now.
Uh-huh.
So he beams into the studio, too, just like you did. Are you in Asheville right now?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well,
it's a very nice.
And now you've just finished a new CD?
No, not quite. We recorded one song recently that's going to be featured on this. It's a compilation album. It's a collaboration with the Asheville Symphony Orchestra, where
Ooh.
So they're doing a song of mine and writing up an arrangement and having the symphony come in and play backing track with it.
The Asheville
wow.
Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's got to be like a dream come true. I mean, that's not gonna be
oh,
a massive.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even.
Feeling.
I was like, the whole time, even like the day at the studio, like not only oh, and like the other part of it was when we recorded it, the drummer for that session was this guy named Bill Berg, and he played with Bob Dylan on Blood on the Tracks, and so that was like a whole trip unto itself. Like I was like that was like a like I was like pinching myself the whole day. Like,
yeah,
A, being there recording, then being with like somebody, you know, like that, and everybody involved in that project was like incredible. It's like, yeah, I was like trying not even to talk about it until we like actually recorded it. It was like, wait, is this for real?
Let's don't jinx this, okay? Like people in
yeah,
the theater,
exactly.
Are real suspicious. Don't jinx, don't mess it up.
Exactly.
So now, how did you come into connection with the symphony, the Asheville Symphony?
It was kind of one of those serendipitous kind of things where, like, I guess everybody involved, like, had met me and heard my music, and then they were talking about people to do, and they were like, they all knew me and were into it, so they just went with it. But, you know, like, meeting the people that I did who were doing it was very random. I don't know.
Well, I doubt that it was that random, you know. Like I say, you know, they've got their reputation, too. So,
yeah.
I think they probably, yeah, they knew who you were. And I have to
yeah.
say, you know, I met you, my husband Denton and I met you
mm-hmm.
about a year and a half ago. It was in, I think, February of, not this
mm-hmm.
year, but last year. And we have watched, just in the last 18 months, to see your career is building so fast.
Yeah.
It's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what we see on the sidelines as friends, and we don't get to see you as often as we like. But we're watching, you know, and what's
yeah,
going on. And
yeah.
this is pretty exciting.
It's really exciting. It's been great. I mean, ever since it's coming to Asheville really kind of lit a fire for me. I mean, it kind of lined up well because I just made a record, you know, I made a record right before I came to Asheville, and it got finished like within a year of being in Asheville. And then, I don't know, things just lined up really well and met the right people, and things just been working hard and trying to get things going.
How many CDs do you have then?
One full length LP, the Mad Towns and the Wonder of the World, and then I've got an EP that I put out, 2012 maybe, I guess, or 11, and that was called What Light Shall Be, and that was just like a solo acoustic, six songs kind of thing.
Now, you moved to Asheville from Vermont.
Yes.
What, about
right.
2-3 years ago?
Yeah, about there, 2 and a half, something like that.
But I think I put something out, I don't know if it was on Facebook or on Twitter, but I put something about the guy from Vermont coming to Asheville, and someone corrected me by saying, wait, he was born in Boston.
That's right. I was born in Boston.
Which I thought
like
was pretty
mom.
Cool. Cause it means
who did
that? That's cool because to me that meant that somebody was proud of that. So it's like, hey, wait, he was ours first. So.
Yeah. I was born in Boston, grew up outside of Boston.
Oh, you know, my friend, you've just been there on tour, right? You've been to Vermont recently to play, actually.
Yes.
Okay. And my friend Keith here in the studio, he lives in Baltimore. Have you played there?
We have not played Baltimore. We played D.C. a couple times. We haven't been to Baltimore yet. We're looking to hit back up East Coast, like spring. Probably we'll do spring. Sometime next spring, go back that way. Maybe sooner, I don't know. Probably get to Baltimore easier than like Boston.
And I'm still trying to get you to Atlanta. Hey, Keith, where do you think he should play in Baltimore?
Where do I think he should play at?
Yeah, what kind of clubs? Where would he play?
I mean, he could play at M&T Bank Stadium or everybody in him. Raven Stadium, but if he wants to go to a club, I don't know. I would say the PowerPoint. PowerPoint.
The PowerPoint?
PowerPoint.
Okay. I haven't been there. I'm sorry, I'm not getting that. Maybe it's. You said the flower point, PowerPoint?
It's called the power plant.
Plant?
Power plant?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Sorry, Keith. You know, I'm from the 60s. I lost my hearing to all the good rock concerts, all right?
Nah, we're not going to say that. It was just an error on my part.
No, Well, listen, I want to play another song right away from the CD, Matt Townsend and the Wonder of the World. And what I've got loaded in here, tell me which one you're doing. I should play next. When Without the Rain, The Garden Where the Grass Forever Grows. I played that last night on Madame Paris. Love, I'm Coming Home, which I think my friend Kenya's going to play on her show soon. She keeps stealing all my guests. And, yeah. And that's Keith's sweetheart. So, you know, I'm not talking behind her back if I'm talking in front of him. She knows. She's probably listening somewhere. So, but she keeps stealing my guests. Everybody from Asheville to Liverpool, she's stealing them for a show. But that's all right. I love her. So how about, I tell you what, I absolutely love the vocals and some of your vocal work. And, well, all of them, but it's Seventh Story.
Yeah.
So you want to give us some inspiration, some lead into this song?
Seventh Story. Let's see. So I wrote that song. I went on on the same trip I wrote Love, I'm Coming Home. I was over in Ireland for a month, just busking and, you know, bouncing around the country. And wrote that one. I stayed for a few days at this farm in East Clare, which is in the western part of the country. And I don't know. Or I think part of it came in Dublin. But yeah, I don't know where it came from. I just remember writing it there.
Now, when you say you were in Ireland, you told me before you have family there still, right?
Yeah, that's right. I've got a lot of everybody's, I don't know, second cousins or cousins once removed, but my grandfather was born in Ireland and grew up in Ireland, so I've still got lots of, cousins. We'll call them cousins of various degrees.
All right, and, get back to your roots.
Yeah, they'll put me up for a few days here and there when I was coming through.
Okay. All right. Well, let me just go ahead and quit aggravating you about the background of it and just play Seventh Story by Matt Townsend and Wonder of the World.
Well,
The Seventh Story by Matt Townsend, Wonder of the World. All right. That is such a beautiful song.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I got thanks. If can I ask him a question real quick?
I wish you would.
Because
I was about to ask you. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the song, I like the song, but you can tell, you like, when you sing it, you're comfortable. You can tell you're real comfortable with music, and it comes natural, and it actually sounds good. So I was gonna ask, when you're in the studio making music, does it like sound like? I mean, does it feel like home? So music just comes easy to you?
Yeah, definitely. It's being in this, short answer yes, long answer it's funny being in the studio because it's so. Such a different, environment than, like, you know, performing. And, like, when I made this first record, you know, I was, like, I was playing shows and I was, like, but I wasn't, I hadn't really done much studio stuff before. So it was, like, kind of just, like, I don't know. It was, like, a different experience, but it was, like, but the one, you know, just, like, you know, I was, like, kind of nervous and whatever. But then just once getting into it, it's, yeah, like, once you start playing, it's just, like, feels like going home.
Yeah, you can hear, that's why I asked, you can hear it in your music, like, it's, like, second nature, like, you hear, like, it's home away from home for you. That's
yeah.
why I'm, like, oh, you're definitely comfortable with that, and it sounds good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So, who does he remind you of, Keith? Because Keith's got a pretty good range of music that he appreciates.
Yeah, I do. He kind of reminds me of, he sounds like Green Day. So, I like Green Day, big Green Day fan over here. If you listen to them, I don't know. You know.
Yeah.
They're kind of old school to some people, but
you know what?
I
never thought about that, but I can see what you're saying. Some of the connection, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a new one. I haven't heard that before, but I can see it. I can see it, like, but kind of, yeah. I did listen to plenty of Green Day when I was a younger person.
All right, longest one.
Really?
The longest one, not the only one.
Because I thought, okay, that was a surprise, Keith. But then I think about it, because I keep hearing stuff like, oh, he's like a young Bob Dylan or young Arlo Guthrie or whatever like that. But I agree that, yeah, I can see the influence in there. Yeah. Well, that's pretty
yeah.
cool. Well, listen, guys, I've got to, I'm going to play a little something for the very nice sponsors that I have tonight. I'm going to play one recording and talk about one, and then we'll get back and ask some more questions about what you're doing.
Cool.
Matt Townsend.
Sounds great.
All right. Everyone loves a contest with a cool prize. And you know what else people love these days? Beards. Hey, this is Madam Perry here, and I've got good news for beard wearers from BBX Marketing. They're a Boca Raton, Florida-based internet marketing company, and they're celebrating their partnership and success with Beardalyzer Beard Products Marketing and Social Media by kicking off a new social media contest. Now, anyone can enter by visiting the BBEX Marketing page on Facebook and clicking the Beardalyzer Giveaway tab. And what's the prize? The winner will receive 3 free products from Beardalyzer, 1 beard oil, 1 beard cream, and 1 beard growth spray. Guys, are you already using Beardalyzer beard products? Then you know they're amazing. So remember, go to the BBEX marketing page on Facebook and click the Beardalyzer giveaway tab. Guys, don't forget your Beardalyzer if you're growing a beard. I haven't seen you in a while, Matt. Do you have a beard now?
I do not have a beard today. I just shaved yesterday. But I didn't even know they made beard things for beards. Good to know.
You know?
Yeah.
How about you, Keith?
Mine don't grow, but I'm glad for the information because I do want to grow. I want to look like Grizzly Adams, so I'm definitely going to look into that.
Well, all you got to do, yeah, go there and go to the link. It's BBEX Marketing. Go to their Facebook page, and they'll have the information. Or I think I've already shared the information, too, to click to win the prize.
Yeah, I need to look into that.
Get the kit. Do it now. All right, and the other thing, I did make a recording on this one, but the other sponsor I have is there's a website called Fatherhood Rules. I don't know if you've heard of it or seen it. Of course I hadn't. But Fatherhood Rules, and they have a few different podcasts. And so one of them is called the 80-20 Movie Show. And they wanted me to let everybody know about it because here's what they do. The 80-20 Movie Show, they cover movies new and old. The co-hosts, Pat Himes and Gary Smith, they review movies that are over 80% on Rotten Tomatoes or under 20% on Rotten Tomatoes. I know.
I like that.
I know. That's cool. It says the reviews are interlaced with comedy and banter grounded in popular culture. Contact the show via the feedback. You can contact them via feedback at fatherhoodrules.com or on Twitter at Fatherhood Rules and the Red Shamrock. So what they do is they say they, most movies reviewed will rate at 80% audience approval with occasional 20%. And some of the movies, I went to check and see what some of these movies were, because with me, I don't go to a lot of movies, but if I hear somebody really put down a movie as being really horrible, that will usually draw me in to go see, because I always think, that's why a bad review always makes me say, okay, something can't be that bad. Like, that's the only reason I probably saw, I'd never go see a lot of, real violent action movies, but I kept seeing so many bad reviews this years ago about Pulp Fiction being, oh, the violence, oh, the
violence. Oh, really?
I kept thinking, this is when it first came out, and I kept thinking,
oh, my God.
Okay, it can't be that bad.
Oh,
so
my God.
I went to see
amazing.
It. Yeah, and I became the biggest Pulp Fiction fan. So just because of the bad reviews, I thought, okay, I got to check this out. And so I went to see some on their website to see what kind of films they do. And also I love, anybody here like Mystery Science Theater?
Oh, yeah.
2000. Is that Matt
yeah.
or Keith saying that?
That was me. You, Matt, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keith, you ever watched that?
No, I missed that memo.
Oh, I got to catch you up. All right. Well, anyway, because I love that, and I still watch it now, so on YouTube. But anyway, so we'll just check the 80/20 movie show and see what kind of movies they do. And some of the ones they reviewed recently were The Wedding Singer, The Theory of Everything, and it says, the review says they picked a dud. The boys concentrate on everything else, even more beer club discussion, except the Stephen Hawking biopic. They've also, they did the Ant-Man. It says, Gary gave Pat Psaki and the boys' daughters sit in to review Ant-Man. Okay. The Octagon, yeah, Chuck Norris is awesome and everything, but The Octagon makes absolutely no sense. Edge of Tomorrow. This is like just a little one-liner underneath, so you'll know.
Oh, man, you've got to check this out.
Yeah, The Edge of Tomorrow. Maverick meets up with the daughter of Charlie in a great action film from 2014. Plus, the boys, which means I guess the host, talk about their weekends, and Pat gives you the results from the lottery, and the John Wick. Keanu's outstanding, and they've got that in quotes, dialogue can't even stop John Wick from being one of the decade's best action films. These guys sell the fun. So remember, everybody, the 80/20 movie show, and I will have information about this on my Madame Perry Salon page on Facebook and Madame Perry Salon Twitter, and also the BBEX marketing contest for the Beardalyzer beard products. And let me tell you something. I can only imagine how someone trains to be a ventriloquist. Because you try to record something about Beardalyzer beard products. Okay, it's bad enough with my southern accent, but then all that B. But anyway,
Let's
just get back to the music. You know what? There's one song that is not on this, and I was wondering. I found the song this morning, actually, I think, on one of your tweets,
mm-hmm.
Matt. And
mm-hmm.
I posted it on Facebook today.
Oh, yeah.
And it was called There Be Blood.
Oh, yeah.
And in fact, when I posted it, I watched it, and I was just still for a moment, and then I posted it, and then my friend Kenya Colbert happened to call me, and I said, she said, what's going on? I said, listen, I just watched this video, and you've got to see this. And I told her about the song and some of the lines from it. So I went ahead and posted it on Facebook. I hope you didn't mind.
No, not at all.
So can you tell us about that?
That song was just directly after the Charleston, South Carolina shootings that happened a few months back. And I don't tend to write necessarily about, current events per se, but that was pretty hard. I don't know, that one hit pretty hard, and I You know, it kind of just felt, well, that song, the song, you know, the thing that basically came across in the song for me was like, you know, that kind of action in, you know, that one person did, you know, killing those people was kind of the culmination of a particular way of seeing the world through a lens of intense hatred. And to me, if you're anywhere on the spectrum of that hatred and seeing it like that, you're just as responsible, you know, because that's just the conclusion of that hatred ends up with, like, somebody committing something so horrible
like
that. Would you
give me, because I don't have it written down in front of me, the direct quote of that line, but would you give us that one line about if you didn't pull the trigger?
Though you may not be the one who pulled the trigger of the gun, on your hands there be blood.
Yeah, and that was very powerful. And like I said, if you're listening, I posted that, the video of you playing the song, and I even knew when I watched it before you even start. Because it's not like a fancy manufacturer. It's like just you at home. You've done the song. You go ahead and put it on a video, you know, at home. But before you even started, you took this. I saw you take this deep sigh, which to me. And then after I hear it, I think, oh, okay, now I see that there was like a deep sigh. Like this is a heavy subject. This is something really heavy. But it was something that was weighing on your heart that you had to share, and that really. I think that spoke volumes about, you know, not only your feelings on this, you know, your songwriting, why this meant so much to you to write this. I think it's a very, very powerful and beautiful song, so I want more people to listen to it. Do you think you'll be putting that on a CD?
I don't know. I honestly haven't even really played it since I did that video. It's not a fun song, you know. It's not a song I'd like to, you know. It was like something I had to do just to deal, you know, whatever, you know, for whatever reason. Yeah, but
it's a horror.
Yeah,
well,
I could. I might. I haven't really. There's a few records that I have to make, so hopefully it'll be one of them.
Okay, I really hope so, because even though it's difficult, it's a very powerful, beautiful song, and I've heard an acting teacher say this once in a class, and Keith, you may have heard me say this to people too, that I remember this acting teacher said, actors, and I think in a lot of ways the writers and performers are the priest of our culture. And that can be defined several ways, you know, as most things can, but that's something to bear in mind on that. But I think right now, it's time to play a love song. Can we go into that? Can we do Love, I'm Coming Home?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Love, I'm Coming Home by Matt Townsend and The Wonder of the World.
To see the truth come blazing that I can't
That was Love, I'm Coming Home. I'm Matt Townsend, Wonder of the World. Matt, we'll also have to give your website address, matttownsendmusic.com.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't you give us all your social media? I'll be putting it on everywhere I've got, but why don't you go ahead and tell us now, all your Twitters and Instagrams?
Yeah, so Facebook is it's just facebook.com/matttownsendmusic. The Twitter is @mtownsendmusic. And Instagram is matttownsendmusic with what are the underscores? I guess they are between the Matt Townsend Music. Yeah, Matt Townsend Music Instagram.
Okay, and where can people buy Matt Townsend Music?
You can buy the CD on iTunes, Bandcamp, through the website. You can order a physical CD. You can order a physical CD through Bandcamp as well. And the Bandcamp is matttownsendmusic.bandcamp.com. But yeah, iTunes. Yeah, if you want a digital. But yeah.
Okay. I have to remind myself, yeah, because I know I saw Harry Connick Jr. one night. I think he was on some TV show. He said, yeah, you got a new CD, and he gave it to his daughter, and she looked at him and said, what am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah.
What is this for?
Yeah, CDs aren't. Yeah. People are back to buying tapes now, though. That's the new thing. They're going back to cassettes.
Oh, really?
The punk bands and, like, the, you know, DIY indie bands are all printing tapes. Just, yeah, I don't know. It's a new thing.
I didn't know that. I know I saw Barnes & Noble today. They got the vinyl and selling the...
Yeah, the vinyl's back. I like the vinyl. I like vinyl because it's just, like, my thing with CDs is I lose them a lot. Like, all the time. So the vinyl, like, it's too big to lose, really. So that's I like having that, and I like the experience of just sitting there and, like, laying down and listening to music, like listening to a record is something I don't do. Like with CDs and digital, I'm usually listening to it when I'm doing other things. But I find that a nice way to just listen to music right now. Kind of refreshing.
Yeah. How about you, Keith? Weigh in on the CD, digital, vinyl discussion.
I don't know. I mean, CDs are cool, but like you said, I'll probably just get it off iTunes.
What do you buy more of?
iTunes. I don't really remember the last time I bought a CD. I was in a CD could get music offline. I go, oh my God, I think if I find a CD in the house, it probably got dust on it and everything.
Probably using it for a coaster.
For something. I'm sorry, like, I can't remember the last time I bought a CD, so I normally just buy music off iTunes. Plus, like you said early in the show, it's actually good because now you get to just buy the songs you want instead of, like, the whole album.
Yeah, I guess that is an advancement in technology from the days where you had to buy the whole thing, whether you liked it or not. But again, every song on Matt Townsend and Wonder of the World is good. And Matt.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah? Who? Mm-hmm. Matt, I'm looking at your website on your tour dates, and you're going to be you've been up to Vermont and around playing, so now you're going to be I see you've got dates set up through the mid-November. On your side, so why don't you tell the people where they can see you?
Sure, yeah. So, my next show is actually I'm doing a solo acoustic songwriter in the round kind of thing at the Magnetic Theater in Asheville, which is normally for, like, theater productions, but they're putting a show together. So we'll be playing on that on September 18th, which is next Friday, I guess. And then after that, We've got October 11th. We'll be playing in West Asheville at the Mothlight. We'll be opening up for a band called the Ballroom Thieves. They played at Newport Folk Festival this year. They've been doing pretty well. And then going up to – oh, then we're playing at Leaf Festival. That should be really fun. That's October 17th. We're playing Saturday night in the barn at Leaf. And it should be a good time. And then,
that's in Black Mountain?
Black Mountain, yeah. And I think Aaron Neville, I think, is headlining this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Saw that.
Yeah,
nice.
So that should be an awesome weekend.
Then we're playing Virginia?
Yeah, going to Wolf Hill Brewing Company in Southern Virginia. And after that, we'll be back in Asheville at the Altamont Theater, opening for Patchy Sanders. And we've got a few more dates in the works for November.
See, November 6th in Greenville.
Oh, yeah, at the Radio Room in Greenville. Yeah, that's right.
I've got in-laws in Greenville. We'll have to round them up.
Ah, excellent, excellent. This will probably be a late night. That's kind of like a divey rock club down there. So that'll be a good night, like late night
okay.
thing.
Oh, good. That's my favorite kind. We'll take our power nap first.
Yeah.
Oh, I see who said you're a Massachusetts native. Cheryl Crowley Dinan. Do you know her?
Oh, yeah. That was my neighbor growing up.
Yeah. Your neighbor in Massachusetts or here?
Yeah, in Massachusetts.
Oh, that was very nice of Cheryl. Nice. Like.
Yeah.
And also, I saw my friend Lynn Savant, who's a fantastic musician. He's in Miami now. He used to live in Atlanta. Lynn Savant listened to Desire Like a Lion and described you as Bob Dylan meets Doc Watson.
Ah, oh, cool.
Yeah.
I can get down with that. The high compliment.
Yeah, because that's the one I hadn't thought of yet. All right, so I think we'll play Desire Like a Lion. That's another one of my favorites. In fact, I got to tell you, when I was building my website for the business, I wanted to have some more videos on. And even though you weren't my client, I went ahead and put it on there.
Oh, cool.
And got some nice comments about it. I should have asked permission, but I was hoping you wouldn't mind.
Oh,
so,
not at all.
Good. All right. Desire Like a Lion. Matt Townsend, a wonder of the world. I'm having trouble with this. Yeah, I don't want to have dead air, but it's like I keep trying to press the little thing to make things play. And I think I see what my problem is, guys. I'm getting above my learning. They say that in the South, you don't push or press a button, you mash it. And I keep trying to press it. So, yeah. You know, press play. No, just mash the button.
It was at some breakfast table she went tracing out her mind. Oh, in blessed shapes and patterns that could not tell a lie. Well, I don't know, was it a smile stole my heart a while? I don't know, was it a sorrow that a mirror to me mine? I don't know, was it the nearness of a soul that lit my fire? But my desire like a lion came to eat me all alive. Though it was only gentle that I wanted for to love you in my was a misstep in them turning wheels of time that it kept our world separate, parallel but shed unrhymed. Well, I wonder about the lines all left unspoken in your mind. I wonder about them shadows that I could not then unwind. And I can't escape the feeling that you are one of my kind. But my desire, like a lion, came to eat me all alive. Though it was only gentle that I wanted for to love you in my maybe someday together we shall find. Oh, each other face to face, somewhere free and unaligned. And perhaps the words would then all flow freely from my mind. Perhaps but for a moment all my sorrows stand aside, and I'd ask not of what was true, what was simply being kind. My desire, like a lion, came to eat me all alive. Though it was only gentle that I wanted for to love you in my mind.
Desire Like a Lion, Matt Townsend, and Wonder of the World. Wow. That was beautiful.
Thanks.
What does that bring to mind to you, Keith?
It was like an easy, you know, just a, like a Sunday morning relaxing song. I did like the song, though.
It is. Yeah, it is. Matt, one thing I want to do before, because I've only got one more song of yours loaded up in the studio, but before we go, I wanted to make sure that people knew how to contact you, and you gave us that, and I've also got it on all of my stuff, and even links to it on the page here on Blog Talk Radio from Madame Perry Salon and on all of my media. And you gave us some information on dates and so forth, and we know where to get your music. I wanted to read just a few of the pull quotes from other people that you have on your website, if I may, under on your press page. This one, they're all good, but this one from Pop Dose, it says, on one hand, his lyrics indicate a world-weary, vulnerable old-timer. His voice projects across the generations so much that any listener would find themselves Googling the album release date within seconds, but at the same time, he is wholly modern. The recurring thought from track to track is that this is an artist completely poised to break through. I agree. This is exactly the guy who could bring folk back to Newport Folk Festival. Big things are coming for him, and it's our pleasure to sit back and watch. Music and More in Nashville says, Matt Townsend is probably one of the most sincere and magnificent new artist on the rise in 2014. The Nashville Music Guide says, this young man has to be one of my all-time favorites. Lately I've found a few, but Matt has something that I think everyone's been looking for. Truth, beauty, peace, and enlightenment in his songs. They are mesmerizing. This is one album I can't stop listening to. And I'll close on that part with the Examiner, someone who wrote, Matt Townsend and the Wonder of the World are captivating, mysterious, and thought-provoking. And those are just a few of the pull quotes.
And that's, that's such a true quote. Because, like, what I like about his music is, too, like, his music has meaning. You know, he's not just out there making songs to be like, hey, this is going to sound cool. it's gonna be a hit. Like it's meaning behind the music. So I as a fan of music, I want to say I appreciate that because we don't really get that anymore. You know, so mm-hmm. yeah, I appreciate yeah. that.
So thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
So, yeah, that's one thing. Yeah, we have been discussing that recently, haven't we, Keith, on Kenya's show, Everything Relationships, but that's what the meanings and what the words that people say. And I think another one of my shows. So, yeah. So there are people who do still care about getting a certain feeling, a certain truth, and a certain beauty in your music. I think one of the best things about music is that it can have some different interpretations for different people. And how they make you feel. And sometimes, you know, you can hear a song that takes you back to a certain place in time, you know, especially, you know, something really good. You can just sort of feel it happening all over again. Music that you listen to while you're in a relationship or a certain stage of your life or a certain book that you've read. Do you guys feel that or is it just me?
No, I think we're with you.
yeah, absolutely. It's funny how, like certain songs that connect with you like that at different times and it like and then you hear it like later, you know, a few years down the line and then it brings you back, but it also has like you relate to it, I don't know, like you hear it a little bit differently too and it like I don't know, it's like it grows with you or whatever or like, you know, it your relationship to a song grows. Even if you forgot about it for like, you know, a bunch of years or whatever.
Yeah, and it's true. I remember when I was first reading The Hobbit and a lot of the Tolkien books, I was listening to early Yes music, and I have.
Oh yeah, that's
so
perfect
a lot of things
for Tolkien.
Yeah, you think so? Okay, good. Just like the very first few Yes albums on vinyl, and so yeah, so I can picture you know that in some you know the stories and the songs and The Hobbit and his travels, and then when I was listening to a lot of reading a lot of Robert Heinlein. Science fiction, I was listening to a lot of Heaven 17, which is an 80s prog rock band, electronic. That probably nobody knows but me, but anyway. You know, sometimes I have this little crickets sound effects loaded up here in the studio. I had taken that out, but yeah, the crickets. Heaven 17, check them out. But anyway, yeah, it's kind of almost like a little time travel thing. So that we know where to find you, Matt. We know where to buy your music. We know where to see you live. We know where to check you out. You have videos on YouTube. Thank you so much for being my guest here tonight.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
I'm delighted. Like it's, you know, like Denton and I, we feel like it's such a we're so glad we met you. We're so glad we met you live.
Yeah.
The very first time I saw you, I remember you even had a cold and you were doing solo.
And
still, you know, you overcame that and you just, and your song just went up. Was that a song you had about Adam and Eve, I believe?
Oh, yeah.
And,
Or like, yeah. Kind of a retelling of that story.
What now?
It's kind of like a retelling of that, like using those characters and putting them in a little bit of a different context kind of thing.
And it was great. And we were just completely enchanted and just liked it so much. So we hope that you'll stay our friend.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So
it's been too long.
Well, Denton Wright is in Amsterdam right now on business for some kind of satellite radio frequency CIA convention. You know what he does.
Yeah.
I don't. But anyway, I hope that as we watch your career move, you'll still be our friend and Keith's friend. We'll all be hanging down the airwaves together. I'm just very proud to watch your career and proud to know you and your band. And so also my thanks to BBEX Marketing for the Beardalyzer Beard products. So definitely go to their Facebook page and check it out. Enter to win. Matt, tell your friends to have beards.
I will. I have many bearded friends, I will tell them.
Yeah, except for the ladies. But the other ones, send them.
Right.
And
yeah.
Send them to get waxed, okay? But for the guys, yeah, whatever. No, I'm live and let live. Go ahead and do whatever they want to do. And also to the, I think we're going to all meet up at the 80-20 movie show. And so we can find that on fatherhoodrules.com, the link to the podcast, 80-20 movie show. That sounds like fun. And you guys were fun. And everybody listening and sending the comments, thank you so very much. I really do appreciate it. And Madam Perry loves you. You know that. Go out and support live music, support writers, and be nice to each other. Matt, parting comment to your fans? Because I'm going to go out playing, what's the song? Oh, The Garden? Where the grass forever grows.
Yeah, well, thank you all. Thank everybody so much for every, you know, all the support.
All right, well, stay here right now. We're going to play this song. Thank you, and I'm going to tell you, because I've got a few comments coming in for you from people, so let me play this, and then we'll all say goodnight together.
All right.
Like on the Love Connection.
Human being making it alone. stars and a crystal song. Next time in the thorn-cut road, or meet me down where the wind always blows, in the garden where the grass
forever grows from Matt Townsend and the Wonder of the World. Matt, I've had some lots of messages coming in from friends. I just went through Harrison Brown, also known as Mike Brown, Scott Joyner, Lynn Savant, Kenya Colbert. Everyone sending in messages saying how much they love your music and look forward to seeing you live.
Excellent. One thing people can do if they want to find out when a tour, tour dates and all that, if you go to the website, sign up for the mailing list. Glad you all enjoyed it. Thank you.
Okay, sign up for the mailing list. Yeah, all right, good. And thanks to our buddy Keith, who joined us for a while from Baltimore. And Matt, hope we'll see you soon. Thank you so much for being here at Madame Perry Salon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, thank you. Good night, everybody.